What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Landing on the Plains, all things Auburn football from someone who really lived it. Welcome back. This is another episode of Landing on the Plains. I'm your host, Chandler Wooten, former linebacker, team captain, and NFL vet. And today we got another good one for you today, man, just because we're in the full swing of things right now. Fall camp, we just added another transfer. I'm loving what Golish is building, and we're getting into all of that right now. And so we're not going to waste any time. We're going to get straight into it. So yesterday on War Eagle Plus, Auburn released a clip of Alex Golish really lighting into the team. And, you know, for me, this really just confirmed everything that I already kind of know and everything that I've been hearing, some of the things I've been seeing, even from some of the players that I know on the team, like just how intense he really is. And so just watching that video, like, I kid you not, like the hair on the back of my neck stood up, the hair on my arm stood up, just from watching him speak so passionately to the guys. And one thing I noticed during that clip, man, of him basically telling the guys, like, do you want it or do you not, right? We got to make up our mind, like, you know, pretty much what kind of team we're going to be. And the one thing that I noticed was every single player was locked in. Like, go back and watch the clip, and I just want you to go back and look at Elijah Melendez. Go watch him. Number 9, he got a do-rag on, black do-rag. He looked like he was ready to run through a wall. He looked like he was ready to go and play Georgia, Alabama right now. I kid you not. And so you're talking about we got us one. I'm going to just tell you that. We got us one. Because you're talking about a coach who every single place he's been, the offense has turned around dramatically. In a great way. Like, you just go back and look at what he did at Tennessee. It was unreal at some points. And then you go to a place like USF, a team that had won 3 or 4 games in like 3 years, bro. It was bad. It was that bad. And for him to go there and to completely turn that offense around as well, develop quarterbacks at Tennessee. Receivers have had ample amount of success in his system. Running backs as well. And we got that here on the Plains. But at the same time, not like, forget the X's and O's. Every single one of his players seem like they're ready to run through that brick wall for him. And the SEC, that's powerful. Really, in college, in football in general, that's powerful. Like, players feed off of that. That is contagious, bro. I'm telling you. You can be a great X's and O's coach all you want to, but if you can't motivate your players, it's hard to win, bro. And I know some people are probably thinking, like, man, you shouldn't have to motivate anybody to do it. You, to a certain degree, you're right. But I promise you, every single player, you ask any player, any sport, when they got a coach who will instill that confidence in them, that belief in them like that, speak life into them like that, who they know is ready to run through a wall for them, they're going to do the same for that coach. They're going to do the exact same for that coach. And that's what I'm seeing now with Golish and Auburn. Like, it's to that point now. You know what I mean? Like, at first it was like, you know, let's wait and see. Then the recruiting took off and, okay, let's wait and see. Spring ball, just how, you know, the culture was starting to shift and things were starting to change. And now here we are about 2.5 weeks out from the first game. And I'm more than on board. It's going to be some good stuff going on here in about 2.5 weeks and over the course of the next couple months. We got the right man. And now, if there was any doubts in anybody's mind, I'm not just hoping, I'm expecting at this point that our play this season will help confirm that we made the right decision. Because I'm going to tell you now, man. Right now on August, what is it? August 18th, 2026. Alex Golish is going to be here a while. So everybody settle in. Let's get comfortable. Right? And let's enjoy this ride, man. Let's enjoy it. And let's speak it into existence. This ain't, we can, like we've been hopeful for a while, man. And I know it hasn't yet happened. But it's different, bro. Like this, he's different. This program is now different. And that doesn't mean we're going to turn around and go 12-0 this year. It could happen, absolutely. But, man, he's different. And, again, the results aren't always automatic. But I promise you, a year or two from now, even come this fall, you're going to see the difference. Because I can see it in the way the players look. I can see it in the way that they move. I can see it in the way that they're starting to prepare and how they have come together. Like, these coaches and these players and everybody around the program have been echoing over and over again how close these guys are, how together they are right now, how hungry they are to really turn this thing back around. And then you get hop on social media and you see all these clips of these boys in the team room swag surfing and all chanting together the fight song. Like, these dudes love Auburn. And they're ready to really turn it around. And that's what makes Auburn special. It's never been about talent. But when you have guys who love Auburn, who embrace what Auburn really means, what it stands for, that's one of the things Golish was talking about in that clip. Like, this is who we are. This is what we do. I'm telling you, man, it's up. And it's stuck. And it's different. He's different. We're about to be different. So enjoy it and embrace it. And speaking of different, man, Auburn added another late transfer, man. A guy who is different from anybody else that's on his roster right now. His name is Trey Taylor from Troy. And he's a guy who, you know, recently just benefited from this, this ruling from a judge that allowed the class of 2022 an extra year to get those 5-5 as far as eligibility goes, 5 years to play five. And so he's a guy who started out at JUCO, then went to Coastal Carolina for a couple of years, and then ended up last year at Troy and was really productive. And I say he's different from anybody on this roster because you talk about undersized. He's a little fella. But he's dynamic. He's dynamic. And he's one of those dudes where you can't let that size fool you, man. You really can't, because I'm going to be honest with you. Those type of players are the most annoying, some of the most annoying for defenders to face. Because, yeah, he's small, but he's so elusive, man. Like, he can stop on a dime, change direction, and he's straight line fast. So they got him listed on, you know, multiple places at 5'8", 160. 5'8 is generous. I'm just telling you that right now. He might be 5'8 with a couple pair of socks on with some Cam Newton Under Armour cleats on. The astronaut boots from back in the day. But again, he doesn't play like that. Play like a grown man. And so I love the addition, man. Again, you talk about a guy who is undersized, but really elusive. And in this offense, he's going to have room to operate, brother. You talking about a dude who has over 23 miles an hour at top end speed in game. So the kid can go. He can fly. And then so you add somebody like that into this system where, again, Golish wants to spread people out. And you cut on his film, and this guy's running sweeps, and he's running, you know, short motions and getting bubble screens and, you know, quick hitch routes and making something happen out of that deep down the field, middle of the field. Like, when you have that kind of gas, that kind of speed running straight down the middle of the field at safeties, at nickels, like, it occupies so much space, so much attention. It demands attention. And so, you know, the only question for me is how can he kind of like come in, integrate himself, you know, already being halfway through camp. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how what kind of learning curve he'll have as far as learning the system and then kind of just getting, you know, up to speed physically. You know, I'm sure he's been working out and training and things like that. But, you know, these guys have been enduring something a little different for the last couple of weeks, right? And so for him to get his body acclimated, his mind, you know, get back in the swing of things, routine. Like, I know they have a smart plan for him. He was already out there at practice today, dressed up. He did not participate in any drills or anything like that. But, man, dynamic. And I can see the vision, like when you talk about integrating him into this offense, because we don't have nobody like that on this team. And when you get the ball in his hands, especially in open space and open, you know, field, which is what this offense is predicated on, motioning, widen, you know, widen alignments, spreading the defense out, brother, it just gives us another weapon. And so this pickup right here, like this, he doesn't have to come in and have 1,000 yards receiving for him to make an impact. Like him coming in on a series in a game where we need a spark or whatever the case may be, and him flipping the game on in our favor, that alone is a win. And he has return abilities as well, so he has special teams value. And so you're talking about a dude with that kind of elite speed, with that kind of elusiveness, you know, that kind of ability to stop and start. Like that could be a quarterback's best friend in that slot, man. And we need some depth in that slot, right? With guys like Christian Neptune, obviously freshman Deshaun Spencer. And so you can never have enough weapons. And so my only question would be, you know, really culturally, how will us as a program, like, you know, this team accept him? You know, with him coming in halfway through camp, and more so in particularly, how will that receiver room accept him? Because, I mean, like, let's be honest. Like, it comes with some ego. You got a guy coming in who, you know, this is his fifth year. Let's call it what it is. He's not coming here to just, you know, mess around. Like, they brought him in this late because they see, you know, he can add some value. And with that comes, you know, having to integrate him. And so that might mean less reps for somebody. That might mean, you know, hey, he might eventually jump somebody. So can we put our egos to the side? Can we accept him as our brother now, right? With open arms, accept the competition. Can we have leaders in the room teach him how we do things here? Like, that's the important part. Not more so about can he play and do all these things. Like, that's going to take care of itself. But I think for us, it's going to be important, especially for that receiver room, to accept him and for it to be authentic too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we all like, if you've been in that kind of setting before, like, you know, like, we all want to be that guy. We all aspire to be that guy. And so when you bring somebody in this late, like, we already, like, class just started yesterday. And so it's going to take a lot of maturity. I think the guys are up for the task, and I think he provides a lot of value to that room and this offense potentially as well. So, man, excited about Trey Taylor. Again, 5'8", by 160-ish, but a dynamic, dynamic playmaker, man. And I'm excited, man, because he could really, really help us for real. And so, again, it's just going to take some maturity from that receiver room and, you know, those guys just wrapping their arms around them, teaching them, showing them the ropes, making them comfortable. And then him just coming in and, you know, being that guy who he says he is, that guy who is going to work hard and always been counted out, underdog. And so, you know, welcome to Auburn, young man. Welcome to Auburn. And with that being said, man, obviously I just mentioned it, you know, school started yesterday. And so what does that mean for camp? Because camp ain't over. We still got another 2.5 weeks until we suit up on September 5th versus Baylor in Atlanta. And so, from a player's perspective, I'm going to tell you exactly what, you know, these next 2.5 weeks look like. Just because the guys went back to school, like, camp ain't over. And this is the part in camp where you start to see them really long faces. Because now guys have to go, you know, it's the schedule changed. Now we got class. Now the guys got to go see their mentors and their tutors, whatever the case may be. Might have study hall. Now we got to lift in the morning. Now we still got practice. We still got to go to meetings. We still got film. Now we got homework. Now we got to write a paper. Now we got to study. Now we got to do, you know, it's a lot more on our plate now. For the last 2 weeks, it's been nothing but ball. It's been nothing but ball. We've been locked up in the hotel, no car keys. Every morning we wake up, it's about ball until the time we go to sleep. And now that's not the case no more. And so now we have to really prioritize. Now we have to really, this is where it's really important to have your routine. What is it that you're going to do on a day-to-day basis that's going to separate you from everybody else? You got to have a routine, man. Because if you just wake up every single day just living, you just wake up every single day just going down the list of things you got to do with no plan, man, you're just going in circles. You're not doing nothing. And we're not doing nothing as a team. And so every single day we wake up, we got to have plans, man, individually and as a team. So find your schedule, man. Get your routine. You got workouts in the morning. Okay, I'm going to get up a little early so I can go get in the tubs. I'm going to stretch, roll out, get my body right, hit the training room, right? Then I know I got my lift, and then I got to, boom, take a shower, head to class, and I got to go meet with this person, meet with that person. Then we got practice, and I got film. I know when I get home at night, I'm going to knock this out so I can hop on some more film by myself. The next day, I don't got class until this time, so I'm going to go into the office and meet with coach, watch a little film with him, then go get my body right. So it's like you just got to get in a routine, man. Find what works for you, what works for your body, what works for your schedule. That's what this time is for. That's what this time is for. To get that ironed out. Cause you don't want to be trying to do that stuff. We in the middle of September. Right? It's too late. It's too late, buddy. So this is what that time is for. Prioritize, get your schedule, get your routine down, man. Cause like I said, no longer in the hotel, everything flying at you, and it's nothing but distractions around. Let's be real, man. We out the hotel. School started. The women walking around. Let's keep it real. I know how it is on campus, man. These the big fellas on campus. I know how it is, man. Now the women back outside, school done started. They got their fresh clothes on. They got their NIL chains on. I know it. They outside. Distractions, man. We got to eliminate those, man. We got to eliminate the distractions. If we really want to go where we want to go to, that stuff can wait, man. I know a lot of the fellas might have girlfriends and all of that. That's cool. A real girlfriend gonna let you lock in. I'm just telling you, man. A real partner gonna let you lock in on what's really important right now. And that's not to say that, you know, breaks aren't important. That's not to say that everything got to 24/7 be all about ball or school. Because no, you need breaks as well. Got to take care of yourself as well. But man, we got to keep the main thing, especially because the way the program has been the last couple of years and where we want to go and what we are trying to accomplish, that's what really matters right now. So we can lock in for a couple. We have been locked in. So we can continue to stay locked in now. That'll help separate us, man. That'll help separate us. Because that's what these great teams are doing right now, man. Everybody's starting school. Everybody got the same stuff to do. Everybody got workouts. Everybody got practice. Everybody got meetings. So what are we doing with our time? What are we doing with our energy that's going to separate us? Because it's that time, man. 2.5 weeks away until we play, until we suit up, man. September 5th in Atlanta versus Baylor. And I can't wait. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they was asking for bowl predictions for the season. And I said, man, we walking into Athens 5-0. So, you know, if anybody got a bowl prediction, let me know in the comments. That's mine. I think we walk into Athens after the bye week 5-0, and we go, you know, head into between the hedges to face off against Georgia, who I presume will also be 5-0 as well, or maybe 6-0, depending on when their bye week is. So in order to do that, though, we got to continue to take care of business right now. The pieces are falling together, man. I think it's some position battles right now that's continue to wrap up as we head into the season right now, some along the offensive line. Maybe still some there in the slot receiver position as well. Maybe some on defense as far as that, you know, that front goes, you know, and up front, you're going to rotate so many bodies anyway. And then also the secondary, just trying to nail down who's where and when. There's so many different guys back there that can play, have the ability to play different positions. And so it's going to be interesting to see how that kind of shakes out as we continue to go along, man. But yeah, if you got any bold predictions, let me know in the comments. I appreciate you guys tuning in, man. If you like this episode, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And always, War Eagle.